Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Good Monday morning to you, Kat.
Good Monday morning, Bruce. How was your weekend?
Hey, it was all right. Like I said, I had to remember what I did, but it was like, because I didn't do nothing except for me and Junior went down and delivered papers. The paper came out last week, and so we delivered papers down to Crescent City, so that was our big whoop, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we came back and we hung out, and it was a nice weekend, so it was very cool. So
had the place all open outside. Weather settling in, and the sun's shining, but it's nice and crisp. Good stuff. I made like savory pies all weekend, so you know.
Oh my goodness, I bet it's fun being around your place.
Baking up a store, getting wedding planning done, you know.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Less than 5 weeks to go.
Oh, is that okay? Yeah, right on. Well, cool. Yep. And it's going to be here locally?
It's going to be happening at my dad's house. We're doing a backyard wedding in Nevada. So.
Oh, that's in Nevada. That's right. I was going to say he's out of town. Oh, okay, very cool. A Nevada wedding.
Nice,
very
small good. Little affair there. So.
Ah, good deal. Getting all excited then for that, I'll guarantee.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
Right on. Yep, that was it. So you were cooking and I was doing nothing. So there we go. Hey, you know, this was one of the weekends. The only thing I had to do was deliver. And it's like funny because I always got to do show, work on the paper, do all this stuff. And this is the one, that little break I get after everything's all done, you know. This is the one weekend that's all I have to do is go down to Crescent City and everything. So it's cool. So I was able to take it easy. I did the show. It was almost done from last week. So that wasn't hard to do. I added a few things. Mm-hmm. And so kept it easy, you know. And, you know, that's it right there. So, well, hey, ours was a boring weekend. I hope you had a fun weekend out there, everybody. And you got out and did something, you know, because it's starting to get to season here where it's going to be raining and all that good stuff. So that outdoor stuff is going to get taken away from you. So make sure you get out and enjoy the sunshine when we got it. As I speak during the fog coming in right now while we're taping this, I like that. So that's great. Yeah. So anyways, well, that's it. You know, we might as well just get on with the insider report here. Before we get going, we'd like to thank Trike City Dispensary and the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, for sponsoring the insider report. And if you'd like to sponsor this show or one of the other fine shows that we have there at KCIW, all you got to do is go to kciw.org and you will be on your way. And since this is the sign of the times, before we get going on the show, I would like to point out that all events are subject to cancellation or requiring masks and social distancing, especially the indoor ones. And here we go. Now it's time for Cat's Corner with Catlin Temple.
This week in Cat's Corner, Halloween season is finally here, and it's the perfect time of year to curl up with a spooky book. So I'm going to be reaching back into the archives and resharing a review of Mexican Gothic, a horror novel by Silvia Moreno Garcia. So in the 8th grade, I developed a passion for the work of Edgar Allan Poe. And I remember going so far as to scare some poor boy in my language arts class with my excitement for The Fall of the House of Usher, as I volunteered to read passages aloud during class with particular relish. I still love a good gothic tale, be it Faulkner's A Rose for Emily, or more modern fare like Gillian Flynn's Sharp Objects. The American South is a classic setting for these dark vehicles of social commentary, but as the title suggests, Moreno Garcia's Mexican Gothic transplants readers even further down the map, to a haunted mansion in a remote part of Mexico. The heroine of Mexican Gothic is Noemi Taboada, a young socialite with ambitions to attend Mexico's National University to become an anthropologist. Set in the 1950s, after Mexico's revolution, but prior to women gaining the right to vote, Noemi is a reflection of the modern woman's march toward progress and independence, but also emblematic of the constraints women still had to contend with in a world in transition. After receiving a distressing letter from her newlywed cousin Catalina, Noemi's father sends her to a mansion in the remote mountains not to rescue Catalina from her husband, an Anglo man named Virgil Doyle, but rather to calm her down and rescue the family name from the scandal of a divorce. Like any good gothic haunted house tale, It is difficult to say which is more disturbing to Noemi on her arrival, the peculiar family that resides inside the mansion or the mansion itself. Her once vibrant cousin is now listless and sickly, confined to a decrepit house that Noemi almost instinctively shies away from, saying, "It lingered too close. It was hostile and cold, and she did not wish to parade before its windows, which felt to her like lidless, eager eyes." The Anglo family that Catalina has married into gravitates like small moons around the will of its patriarch, Howard Doyle, a vehement eugenicist whose will and desires are likened to those of a god. The house is rotting from within, everything from the wallpaper to the books in the library coated in a fine dust of black mold. It's difficult to say what exactly is the source of the nightmares and sleepwalking episodes Noemi experiences more and more frequently the longer she resides in the house. Is it the poisonous effect of the fungus, or the spirits of long-dead women that seem to stalk the halls at night? If Noemi wishes to escape with her cousin, she must learn to dissect facts from fairy tales, and accept, perhaps, those rare moments when science and ghost stories intersect. Mexican Gothic paints a portrait of a family frozen in an era that much of the modern world has left behind, where women and minorities are quietly exploited and consumed as easily as the mushrooms that grow bountiful on the side of the mountain. Inspired by the best elements of the classics, Moreno Garcia has managed to weave a modern tale of Gothic horror where the people are just as haunted as the places they reside. Mexican Gothic is available wherever books are borrowed and sold. And if you're caught up on Mexican Gothic and looking for something brand new by Moreno Garcia, her latest novel, Velvet Was the Night, was released in August of 2021.
All right. Look at that. Perfect timing. October, Halloween, all that good stuff. A good read for Halloween there, huh?
Yeah. One of my favorite podcasts calls October Spooktober, and they always focus on creepy books, and I just love it so.
Oh, all right.
Figured I'd follow in their footsteps there and pay homage.
Very cool. Yeah. So, yeah, let's see. Well, now that's, thank you very much for that, Kat. And hello, it's Monday. I'm trying to wake up here. Yeah, it's time for the music schedule, if you can start us on that.
Let's look at what's ahead for October. So, Don Beckner is playing music Saturday at the Farmer's Market, 12 to 2.
Yep, and then at the Inateca on the 8th, they have the Lost Coast Countrymen. On the 15th, they have the Mighty Steelheads. And on the 29th, they have Stephanie Latour and the Reverbs. All these shows are at 8 p.m.
And let's see here, just another reminder here in my script. The Mighty Steelheads are playing on the 15th at Inateca at 8 p.m.
There's an echo in here. I should probably put that down to the bottom. That way people might forget they heard it already. Yeah. And then we got Tiger Lily scheduled.
Wow.
Yeah. Mondays, he's at Zola's on the Water from 5 to 7. And on Wednesdays, you can hear him from 11 to 1 p.m. at the Harbor Farmers Market.
And Rat Brush is playing music on Wednesdays at the Harbor Farmers Market. Just a note that that's on Highway 101 out there in Harbor.
Yes, it is. And then Lon Goddard on the 7th. He's at Zola's on the Water from 6 to 8. He'll be at the Chetco Brewing on the 9th from 5:30 to 7:30. And then on the 15th, he'll be making an appearance at the Brookings Elks Lodge from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Well, with that, now it's time for some funny stuff with Cousin Bruce.
It is. Here we go. Here is some funny stuff from the cheapest man in Hollywood, Mr. Jack Benny. Let's see if I can do old Jack here. Well, Jack says, "Well, give me golf clubs, fresh air, and a beautiful partner. And you can keep the clubs and the fresh air." And he says, "Well, a rich man is one who isn't afraid to ask the salesperson to show him something cheaper." And then, "When I give concerts, the tickets sell for $5 to $100. But for my concerts, the $5 seats are down in front. The further back you go, the more you have to pay. The $100 seats are at least two rows, and those tickets go like hotcakes. In fact, if you pay $200, you don't even have to come at all." And then last but not least, he says, "I gambled at the crap table all night and finally lost $8. But during that time, the house gave me 4 drinks, 2 cigars, so it was still a lot cheaper than renting a room." All right, well, there you go. I hope you enjoyed the funny stuff from Jack Benny. Yeah, he was a cheap one. They always made fun of that. With Cousin Bruce. Until next time, keep smiling. Yeah, Jack, I'd done Jack several times in some of the skits we did on at the Playhouse and all that good stuff. So, yeah, Jack's always fun to do. Yeah, he's a classic.
All righty. Let's get into some events going on around the Brookings Harbor area and beyond. We have the Whimsical Griffin at 615 Checo Avenue hosting a Friday night game night. It features Dungeons & Dragons, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering. Game nights are open to all games. You can RSVP for these events at the Whimsical Griffin Facebook page.
Yes, you can. And then the Brookings Farmers Market, as we mentioned on the 101, is happening on Wednesdays and Saturdays from 10 to 3.
Mm-hmm. And we have an ongoing community kitchen schedule here. On Mondays, St. Timothy hosts breakfast from 9 to 11 a.m. Then on Tuesdays, they host lunch at noon. On Wednesdays, Star of the Sea Catholic Church hosts a noon lunch. And then on Thursday, the Presbyterian Church takes over at noon. Fridays and Saturdays, St. Timothy's is back with a free lunch at noon. And then on Sundays, they host a dinner at 4 p.m. All right, and now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right, g'day, Kat. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Oh my goodness, this week we've got a heavyweight one coming, one that I've never heard before. Did you know that a hippo with itchy feet became a legend? It's true! And here's the story. In November 1928, Huberta, the wandering hippo, decided to embark on a trek that would take her a distance of 1,600 kilometers over 3 years, something never before recorded. Her adventure started in St. Louis Estuary in Zululand and ended in East London, having crossed 122 rivers along the way. The press tracked her whole journey, and she became quite a celebrity. She attracted large crowds wherever she was spotted, and it was time of the Great Depression, but Huberta the hippo brought joy to everyone. People fed her fruit and sugar cane all the way on her journey. She visited a country club, a theater, and a beach, too. And after a failed attempt to capture Huberta, she was officially declared a royal game. This was done to ensure that nobody harmed her. Well, that didn't work too well because, unfortunately, in April 1931, three hunters shot and killed her while she was basking in the Kiskakama River. And after a national outcry, the killers were fined 25 pounds sterling each for hunting the royal game. They pleaded ignorance about her identity. But later, the people decided to have the heroine stuffed by a local taxidermist, and now Huberta the Hippo, South Africa's most famous hippopotamus to this day, stands in the Amatho Museum in King Williamstown. Well, all a bushwhacker can say, as the old adage goes, a hiking hippo gathers no moss. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. That's the way the adage goes, right?
Something like that, yeah. Could you imagine like having like such a like journey like that and like such a storied life as an animal to end up as a stuffed piece of curiosity in a museum later on?
Yeah, I mean, they gave her homage.
Poor hippo.
Yeah, just the fact that, yeah, they got her. But, you know, it's just a trip. They never, if you read this whole story, I didn't have time to put the whole thing in, but she traveled at nighttime, and she tried to avoid people, so there was rare occasions when people did see her, but the press tried to keep up with her as much, but she's tried to avoid people as much as possible. And, I mean, she just, yeah, it's just weird for, nobody knows why she did it. You know, they have no, they set different theories on why she even did this attempted trek, but she did it. I'm telling you what, that's a long ways to be trucking, that's for sure, for a hippo. You think about it, you know, it's like, geez.
Definitely.
But I mean, sure, lots of rivers along the way, so she's not going to starve or anything like that, that's for sure. Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a look at the October schedule for gypsies here. Robbie is taking appointments for tea leaf readings and tarot card readings for the month of October. Tally will be taking appointments for Saturdays in October. You can make reservations for Akashic Records, Theta Readings, Timeline, and Hypnosis Sessions. Kid will be doing tarot cards. Now, keep in mind there's a fee for these classes. You can call for appointments and reservations at 541-813-1882.
Yeah, getting metaphysical with those ladies and gypsies. Hey, and then we got Letting Go with Guy Finley Q&A. These are inspiring free live talks on being fearless, free, and fulfilling your higher life purpose. And you can listen to these fantastic talks on Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. All you got to do is go to guyfinley.org/letgo. Or as I put it, let it go, man.
All right. We have some events here for the Curry Public Library in Gold Beach. They are presenting outdoor movie nights this month. The first one is Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone on October 9th. The second one is Goosebumps, which will be on October 16th. And they say that these movies, since they are due to outdoor light conditions, they have an approximate start time of 7:45 p.m., but they say feel free to come a little earlier to settle in, get some snacks, and get ready for showtime. They encourage you to bring lawn chairs, blankets, jackets, pillows, or watch from the comfort of your car. There will be concessions by donations and restrooms available in the lobby of the library. And also keep in mind, it is October. In the event of rain, the movies may be rescheduled.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know, hey, it's October. Yeah, I'm just glad they've been able to keep doing this and everything like that. It's great. It's always good to have something good going on like that. So, yeah, the Talawa Events Center at 140 Rowdy Creek Road in Smith River is presenting Curtis Salgado. This is Legendary's Blues, R&B, and Soul. It's happening on October 9th from 7 p.m. Now, I'm not going to read all this again because I forgot to edit it this week, but this guy's won a lot of awards, okay? And, yeah, he's also the 2018 Blues Music Award winner for Soul Blues Male Artist of the Year. I'll give you that one, but he has won awards through the years. He's, supposed to be a legendary blues master. So there you go. That's happening.
Wonderful.
On the 9th of October, 7 p.m. Okay.
All right, and the Checo Pelican Players, located at 1240 Checo Avenue, have one weekend left for performances of Dracula. In the late 19th century, Jonathan Harker travels to Transylvania to assist the mysterious Count Dracula in purchasing property in London. But Jonathan soon uncovers a dark and evil secret. The Count is a bloodthirsty vampire. Upon arrival in London, Dracula obsessively pursues Jonathan's fiancée, Mina Murray, leaving death and terror in his wake. Tickets for Dracula are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and the last weekend of show dates is Friday, October 8th, Saturday, October 9th, and Sunday, October 10th. Friday and Saturday shows start at 7:30, doors open at 6:45. The Sunday matinee starts at 2 p.m. with the doors opening at 1:15. And you can reserve seats in advance, and you can do so by calling BJ at 541-661-4237.
Don't you hate when somebody just all of a sudden turns into, like, all of a sudden they're like a bloodthirsty vampire? Hey, go
figure. Just out of nowhere,
Just out of nowhere, man. Dang.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Man, I've seen every version of that movie, including the silent one, the Nosferatu or whatever. Yeah, I've seen that
The
one.
Classic black and white, classic, like, creepy guy coming up from the coffin.
Yeah, trippy looking dude. Yeah, that was wild. But all of them in the, just... Well written, that's for sure. Scared the bejesus out of anybody, I tell you.
Timed for Halloween season.
Yes, it is. Hey, we got and also time for mushroom season, because we got the Fantastic Fungi Global Summit going on. Woo! This is happening on October 15th at 8 a.m., and then it'll be happening again on October 17th at 8 p.m. This is a free virtual fungi summit hosted by Fantastic Fungi filmmaker Louis Schwartzberg. You'll access live specialized panels, cutting-edge experts, live music, food/cooking demos, Q&As, and an immersive fungi experience all around. This is exploring mental health and psychedelics. Hey, there you go. Conscious food and foraging and environmental solutions, innovations, art, and visionaries. And if that's not enough, there's much more. So to reserve your spot, you go to www.fungiglobalsummit.com.
I was looking, I just looked up their website because it sounded like an 8 p.m. start time sounded very strange to me. So these are, it's running the 15th through the 17th, and it looks like it's about 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, it's lasting all day long type thing. Is that what it is?
Yeah, especially on the 15th. That's where they seem to have the most events, and then some 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time events on the 16th and the 17th. So just so people keep that in mind. It's not an all-night fungi fest on the last day.
It might as well be 12 hours. Wow. Yeah, that's cool. Hey, you know what? Okay, so it's on the 16th as well. All right. See, the thing I got Mm-hmm. I got it from someplace else and it said it, I read it differently, but that's cool. So it's 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That's right. If you want to be misinformed, hey, just stick around the second time. We'll straighten it out. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and speaking of mushrooms, Forest Mushrooms of the Pacific Coast has an online event going on. It's a 5-part webinar series plus optional field trips. It's for mushroom identification, ecology, and evolution for California and the Pacific Northwest. This is going Tuesdays beginning October 19th through the 16th of November. And the start time for those are 7 o'clock Pacific time, so 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. with a Q&A to follow each session. You can join Maria Morrow, the botany professor, and Christian Schwartz, author of Mushrooms of the Redwood Coast, for a comprehensive introduction to the forest mushrooms of California and the Pacific Northwest. All sessions will also be recorded for later viewing, just in case you miss a session or something. So to register, you can go to www.backcountrypresses.com.
That's right. I like those easy WWWs. Those are cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, the Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church at 102 Park Avenue in Brookings, of course, presents a... Okay, here we go. First, I'm going to call it Jamie Jorge on the 27th at 7 p.m. Join professional violinist Jamie George for this inspirational concert. That way I covered both bases. His forceful, expressive mastery of the violin has delighted audiences around the globe. Jamie has dedicated his talents to sharing the love of God through sacred and classical concerts and special appearances the world over. You can call 541-469-3030 for more details. And so far, I haven't heard those things canceled, either one of those ones going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and here we go. Yeah.
All right. And the Checo Public Library in Brookings is presenting some events for the month of October, including a new series called How Novel. How Novel will be an interview series put on by Adult Services Manager Eric Dongelmans, covering discussions with local patrons and their favorite books. Each episode will be between 5 and 15 minutes and will be released once a month, each starring a different Checo Library patron. If you're interested in being a part of these interviews, you can contact Eric at the library or by email at eric@checolibrary.org. Then on the 6th of October, they have online story time at 10 a.m., join Laureen for an online story time that will be added to the Checo Library Facebook page. On the 11th, they are doing their monthly Spice World bags. Every month on the second Monday, the Checo Library gives out bags containing a tester sample of a different spice or herb from around the world. They also include recipes to try out. Expand your horizons and your palate with one of these grab bags. Then on the 13th at 10 a.m., they have a youth book review event. A book review by the youth librarian will be added to the library Facebook page. On the 20th, they have Halloween youth activity bags. They have fun youth activity bags with a Halloween theme, which will be given away at the library annex. And then on the 25th at 4 o'clock, they have their online teen book club meeting. Those interested in attending the book club can contact Laureen at laureen@checolibrary.org or by calling the library for more info. Then on the 26th through the 28th at 5 o'clock, the Checo Library is presenting a triple classic horror feature. From Tuesday the 26th through the 28th, the library will be doing free online Zoom showings of classic horror films to hype up for Halloween. You can check the Facebook page or email Eric for the Zoom link. On the 26th, they'll have Little Shop of Horrors. On the 27th, they'll have Ghost Train. And on the 28th, The House on Haunted Hill. And finally, rounding out October, on the 29th, they'll have Craft Bags, an autumnal garland DIY project. You can decorate your mantle, windowsill, or tables with a DIY garland made of colorful autumn leaves made of felt and recycled twine. The library will provide plenty of felt leaves and twine. All you need at home is glue and scissors. And for more information about any of these events, again, check out the library's Facebook page, call them at 541-469-7738, or find their full calendar online at checolibrary.org.
Wow, the library is back in action. I know I got this the other day, and it was like, wow, perfect. You know, that was something I didn't put in. It's like, yeah, Eric sent that, and Very cool. Hey, very interesting, the novel thing too. That'll be good.
I'm really looking forward to that. I love those multimedia projects.
That'll be cool. Yeah. Hey, Nature's Coastal Holiday in Brookings is Light Stringing Party at Azalea Park will be happening on October 30th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Take pride in the festival of lights by helping set it up. They are in need of 80 people. Yep, 80 people to string lights in the bushes and trees for just 4 hours. This is your community event. Your turnout ensures the entire park will be decorated. Without your help, they'll need to scale down the show this year because they are seriously shorthanded, it sounds like. So don't let that happen. And you can watch their Facebook page for updates as the events get closer. But that's going to be happening. Yeah, light stringing. You know, they always manage to make sure and get it done. It gets done every year, and it's just fantastic every year. So I'm sure they have plenty of people. That'll be great. And then this one came in late as well. This is got to remember the second Saturday Art Walk is planned with several activities happening here on October 9th from 3 to 5 p.m. downtown Brookings. This takes place at Ambiance by the Sea, Dots Yarn Den, the Brian Scott Gallery, Semi-Aquatic, the Manly Arts Center, and the Whimsical Griffin in downtown Brookings. The monthly event will include car art and memorabilia, sock painting, and winners of the annual Art at the Port exhibit. Face coverings must be worn indoors. That's right. Sock painting, huh? There you go. Cute. Well, that's all right. So let's see, before we get going here, we're gonna give a shout out to support local businesses, to remember to always shop local. Those mom and pop businesses, they got to stay in business. So they support the community and the events and everything going on just like everybody else, and we gotta make sure that they keep in action. So make sure and
not
get
to
out
mention
there.
That holiday season is just around the corner.
That's right, man. I mean, I did that one year too for Christmas. We got a few minutes before we gotta go here, and I went around and I did an article on it, but I went all over several shops in Brookings, and I did my Christmas shopping, and I made sure and I used a local shop to do it in each one of them. And I made a day out of it, and I went and had lunch somewhere, and then I went shopping a little bit, and then I went and had dinner somewhere, and I just made a full day out of it supporting local businesses, you know, the small businesses and everything.
Yeah, that's a sweet way to do it.
And it was nice. Yeah, it was fun. It was very cool. So, all right. Well, hey, we got the flying fickle finger of fate there from our producer, so I better get going here. Before we get going, I want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Brother Tom, for all the great work making us look and sound good on the radio. And that's it. We got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the station that has the pulse of Brookings Harbor and beyond, KCIW 100.7 FM. Oh, yeah. And tune in to the Magical Musical History Tour this week as we go on a musical journey to the past with the Roaring Twenties. Oh, yeah. Toot, toot, tootsie goodbye and Sitting on Top of the World, just to name a few. Oh, yeah. You can see schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including The Insider Report at kciw.org. And as always, if you missed any part of this program or you want to check out last week's show, this week's show, you can catch it by going to kciw.org and downloading the podcast. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
Signing off, but keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you can get, especially nowadays, folks. And we'll see you out there. Bam! Yeah, that's it. Very cool.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.